it's the Southside's own Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
So Jake Bentley chased and dropped the 17-yard line. Roquan the Chef Smith.
Roquan Smith, he's the highlight show of this defense.
In the ring, Steamboat's got him up. A slam.
Abreu massacres this ball to left center field.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
What's up, and welcome in Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. We'll hear from former DePaul coach and Northwestern Wildcats color analyst on the radio side, Joey Meyer, at 9:35. His thoughts about the Chicago Bulls, the choices they made in the draft. I trust his college basketball eyes. That's why we have Joey on, friend of the program. Love to have him on when we're doing college basketball conversation. But because the Summer League is alive and well, it's not necessarily about what players do in the Summer League as much as it is who he projects to be really good players in the league, some of the rookies that we're seeing. So we'll talk to Joey Meyer coming up at 9:35 here on ESPN 1000. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com, tweetjhood. Also on Snapchat, snapjhood. If you follow me on Snapchat, I will follow you back, guaranteed. Just try to follow me and see what happens. You get a follow, like at midnight. As I go through my list of people that are following him, like, and they're like, it's funny, a third of the people are like, wait, you actually did follow me. Think I'm BSing you?
Yeah, he's not lying. He'll follow you back.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Just try. Wherever you're listening to us, thank you so much for checking out the program here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. I've got a pair of tickets for you if you want to go to the International Champions Cup presented by Heineken, taking place at Soldier Field on Friday, July 20th at 8 p.m. for Manchester City as they take on Dortmund. Did I get that right? Dortmund.
Yep, Dortmund. Mm-hmm.
Tickets are on sale at internationalchampionscup.com. If you want to go, stay relevant to know how you can win this half hour tickets. I got one more pair of tickets for the International Champions Cup on Friday, July 20th.
Dortmund happens to have the best American soccer player on their team in Pulisic. So he's the 19-year-old phenom that everyone can't wait to be on the World Cup teams.
Win them for someone. Win them for yourself. It's our way of saying thanks for listening to Under the Hood Weeknights here on ESPN 1000. We've had a fun week. And because our week is winding down, you know, the one thing about this show that I've done for a long, long time here, August is going to be 13 years here at ESPN 1000. The longest place I've worked in one sports radio format, 13 years. August will be 13 years. The one thing about my shows, we'll always try stuff. We're always trying stuff. And so the reason why I've been successful is because of you. You listening and you calling. So I'm going to give these tickets away this half hour. Of course, you got to call for them, 312-332-ESPN. But we are going to do what you see on your social media very often. Yeah, you see the TBT. You see that on. Hold on, Felix. Wait until I mean, you're going to miss the cue. Hold on. Listen closely now. Just chatting. What's he saying, Eric? What's he saying to you?
He was asking me how many tickets we have to get away.
I'm just having some producer conversation over here. That's all.
I
said, oh, we have one pair. We've got two pair of tickets. I gave away the other pair.
That's good math.
He's just,
yeah. Wait, two. We've got one. Yeah, right. We've got one away.
We have one more to give away. It's amazing. So alone here. Anyway, the radio can be very alone, ladies and gentlemen. I typed up the sheet. I didn't type it up. It says two pair of tickets. Anyway, so alone. Where was I? Okay, so we always try things here. Mostly successful, sometimes not so successful. But this one, because you see TBT on your social media, you see it on Facebook, you'll see this on Twitter, you'll see this everywhere. Everyone's got TBT. Someone's got a bad haircut. Someone's got a bad outfit. Someone used to have has a boyfriend or girlfriend that they used to kick it with. Oh, here's my celebrity picture with LL Cool J when he had a Kangol hat. You just never know, right?
That could have been for about 15 years because he wore a Kangol hat for a long time.
Yes, he's not wearing that on the shows he's on CBS now. But But TBT is something that resonates with many. And so we've decided, because we're on a Thursday night, that we do our own Throwback Thursday.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood.
Before Snapchat.
What is that?
Before Twitter.
So what's the sitch?
There was. That's so throwback.
Those were the good times.
That's so throwback.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Throwback Thursday memories.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood.
Put your hand up.
The throwback.
All you need is love.
Throwback Thursday with Jonathan Hood here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. So, Throwback Thursday for our first installment will be a question that I asked on my Facebook wall, facebook.com. Many of you, if you're on, and also on Twitter, twitter.com, tweetjhood. If you follow me on the social media, you already know what the Throwback Thursday question is, right? And by the way, restaurant quality open right there. As we do Throwback Thursday here on Kiss FM.
Exactly. Exactly.
Or Delavitt just fell over in his easy chair.
Right. Ariana Grande is not playing next. Guys. Hold on.
He's wondering who's going to pay for all that. Who played for all that? Who there? FM. What? Anyway. So the question for Throwback Thursday tonight is, what was your favorite sports video growing up? Your favorite sports video game growing up. What are your memories of playing that game with someone? That's our Throwback Thursday question of the day. I'm opening the phone lines right now, Eric. We'll take the phone calls now. 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776. Whoever's got the best story between now and 9:30, we'll hook you up with a pair of tickets for the International Champions Cup presented by Heineken. But you have to answer the question, what was your favorite sports video game growing up? And your memories of playing that game against someone. Okay. So, let me go through this list here. Of those that are taking a look here on Facebook, facebook.com. Joey Ace says Tecmo Bowl, RBI, a Nintendo volleyball game I forgot the name of, and Double Dribble.
A volleyball game, huh?
How about that?
That would be pretty fun, I feel like.
I don't know if I could have... That wasn't in my neighborhood. I don't think I could find that.
No, probably not. Probably was in mine, though.
It probably was. I do remember RBI Baseball, Tecmo Bowl. I remember that. Alberto Zambrano says Double Dribble and Baseball Stars.
That's throwback.
I'm going through here. A lot of people are. You can just tell by the age, right? Bob Pollard says Sports Talk Baseball on Sega Genesis. The first game where the batter's eye was from behind the catcher. This led to how all baseball video games were created after. Very, very good. Let's see. What else do we have here? So Darren says RBI Baseball for Nintendo. I still have the game stuck in my head. Ding, 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 ding. What else? What do you have in front of you, Felix? Because There is a long thread of people talking about this for Throwback Thursday.
I have Frank Richard, Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball. He says, I threw a perfect game with Curt Schilling, and I was awesome. I like how he compliments himself, too.
Oh, my goodness. Well, because I'm a little older than you guys, I was an television guy, and I actually still have the unit of where Pong in the mid-70s. I have that at the house. If we can find an antenna with the, find a TV with an antenna, I'll be glad to hook it up for you. And the most primitive thing, two paddles, and it's like a little digital ball. Boop, boop.
Wow.
And I'm playing you, and you're playing me, and I'm playing you, and just moving the paddles around with the dials so you can be able to. So I still have that at the house. And it's in a box someplace, but I still have that. Ernest Shepherd says, Tecmo Bowl and Mike Tyson punch out in NBA Jam. Do you know how great it felt to finally get through to Mike Tyson? Because you didn't know about all. I couldn't get through it, obviously, in the first time. You had to go through some challenges there with some of those characters, but finally get to Mike Tyson and you're able to beat him and you feel like you just won the world. Let's Jumbo Joe says NFL Blitz on PlayStation 1.
Yes. That was fun.
Was it?
Yes. NFL Blitz was awesome. I mean, the way you would just hit people the whole entire time. I mean, like, the whole game wasn't even about scoring touchdowns at one point. It was just how hard can you hit someone. It was awesome. I used to love that game.
There's so many of them on here. John Monago says, oh, man, double dribble, RBI baseball, bases loaded on Nintendo, then Ken Griffey Jr. baseball, and then Joe Montana football on Genesis, and then Bulls versus Lakers, and then Bulls versus the Blazers, first game to show Michael Jordan on it, and Craig Hodges never missed a three. Oh, my goodness. Ken says, Blades of Steel, Tecmo Bowl, and double dribble. Okay, so the question that we have for you is, what was your favorite sports video game growing up, and what are your memories of playing someone on that favorite game? Because it's one thing to finally master it yourself. Because to me, when you're playing a video game, back in the day and even today, you want to be good at it. That way you can challenge someone. It's one thing to be like, I'm not very good at it. And now I'm going to play someone that's going to beat my tail. You want to be able to take on someone once you have mastered the game. So let's go to the phone lines. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. As we ask you the question, your favorite sports video game and your memories of playing that game against somebody on... Yes, on Throwback Thursday. Sean in Park Ridge on ESPN 1000. Hello, Sean.
How you doing, man?
Good.
So my game is Madden 04.
Yep.
Whoever you were playing, it didn't matter. Whoever got to the Falcons first had Mike Vick. Deep routes all day, baby.
Sean, he was a cheat code, man.
Every play.
Eric says he was a cheat code.
Vic was totally like, we had a rule where no one could even play with him because he was such a cheat code. He would just roll out and he's gone. There was nothing you could do.
It was easy. All right, guys, have a good night. Shout out Ryan Andrew.
All right, what? I don't know. See, is that open?
It's the format. Yeah, he thinks it's the wrong format. The open got him, man.
See, it's the open. He thinks he just did call to Kiss FM. Hi, I'm Uncle Fred. Where's Angie?
The Throwback.
Let's go now to Dave in Park Ridge on ESPN 1000 as we do Throwback Thursday. Hello, Dave.
Hi. Great. Thanks for taking my call. I love Tecmo Bowl.
Oh, your phone's terrible. Call us back. We'll put you in, but your phone's bad. You got into a bad cell there. As we do our...
Oh, my God. Ariana Grande's in studio with us on Kiss FM.
Jason in Oak Park on ESPN 1000. Hi, Jace.
Hey, what's going on, Jay Hood?
Hey, what's cracking?
So I got the original Madden 64 for Nintendo 64, the creative player. You could create like a 7-foot monster that would just run the ball 100 yards through everyone.
Do you remember playing that against someone?
Older brothers. I mean, youngest of four. So, but when 64 first came out, we were all kind of the same level. So, it's all good.
All right, my friend. I'm glad you checked in. A lot of Tecmo Bowl on here.
No shout outs here, though. I like that.
Yes. Yes. I like that. Nathan Bush says NFL 2K5 and WWF SmackDown to Know Your Role. So many memories on both, as we do. Andrew's in the city on ESPN 1000 with Jonathan Hood. Hello, Drew.
Hey, what's up, Hoodie?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. My favorite game growing up was Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, man. Me and my brother used to fight over the controller, man. We wanted to be the king.
Okay, tell me the character that gave you the most trouble. Do you remember?
Oh, Tyson. I could never get past Tyson, man. I still can't. But what? We gave up, man. We broke the controllers, man. That was it.
Wait. In frustration?
Oh, trying to beat the king, man. Nobody can beat Tyson.
Come on.
But that's got that cheat code, you know?
Yes,
but
that's
I was
true.
A little behind my time with the cheat code.
I'll say, so you had no problem with Glass Joe, had no problem with
Piston
Hurricane.
No problem at all, Glass Joe. No chance.
No problem with Piston Honda, no problem with
sir.
Don Flamenco.
Oh, man. Don Flamenco, the dancer? Oh, he was easy.
King Hippo.
It was just Big Mike, man. He's everybody's problem.
King Hippo was a problem, though, because you didn't know if you had to hit him in the stomach to get him to go down. I had a problem with him early.
Yeah, I figured that out from some of the friends, you know?
That's good stuff, man. Andrew, checking in. We appreciate your phone call here as we do Throwback Thursday. Let's back. Here on ESPN 1000. We just try stuff here. Adam and Rensselaer on ESPN 1000 with Jonathan Hood. Hello, Adam.
Hey, what are you saying, Hoodie, man?
What's up, brother?
Good, man. Hey, back in my day, when Tecmo Bowl first came out and Bo Jackson was the stuff, we used to have tournaments. We'd start off Friday and end up Sunday. We'd play the whole season all the way through. You know, there was four of us, four kids. We were probably 12 years old. Good times, man.
Did you have any problems getting through that game? Any stories?
No, depending on whoever, you know, I mean, if you got Oakland, depending on which one, if it was the original one, if you got Oakland or like the original one, I think Walter was even on it. I can't remember, mm-hmm. but like the good one was the one with Jackson and Okoye. He was a nightmare. You can't stop him. Couldn't tackle him.
All right, Adam from Rensselaer, Indiana. I'm glad you checked in. Appreciate your phone call. It's amazing. As someone that's a Gen Xer and started playing video games in the mid-70s, late-70s, here's the thing. Here's what's weird. So I'm just going all the way back to Atari because I'm trying to go through everything that I had as a kid. The original Pong, Atari 2600, 5200, 7800, say Intellivision, I think I had that too, Nintendo, and then moving up to the Nintendos, and then I found girls.
That'll do it.
Yep.
So, and then women became involved at that time. So we're looking to give away some tickets here, some stories. Do we have a good story here?
Yeah, I think Dave on line 9 is a good story.
Dave and Aurora on ESPN 1000 as we do our Throwback Thursday. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm well.
So we were in Iraq in 03, 03 and 04, and we did Madden 04 with Vic in it. And so we'd set up and have like 10 to 12 guys all the time playing the season modes. We went through to the fantasy draft, so you go through and we pick the entire set of teams, and you get off mission, you go over and see if you had to check the board and see if you had to play or not that day. And then you just keep going and going and going. We just kept doing it for like a little trophy and just kept going and with it for the whole year.
I love that, man. Any issues? Any good stories? Like any issues with trying to play someone? Any no broken controllers?
No, most people are pretty cool about it. It was kind of neat because you could like you always move your franchise. So one of our guys moved his stuff down to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
So we got it was always kind of weird setting all your ticket prices. People got really into the game. It was kind of fun. Something to take your mind off everything else.
Yeah, makes sense. Hang on the line, Dave. Hang on a second. Guys, anything else on Facebook that stands out to you of games that you played on my Facebook wall, facebook.com? Because I see some on Twitter as well, twitter.com, tweet Jay Hood. Jordan says that can't tell you how many controls were broken playing MVP baseball 2005. Honorable mention, Hawk Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
That game was fun. That's a dark horse.
I actually played that one. Madden 04, played that. Slugfest. EA NCAA March Madness.
Yes.
So it's from Jordan. So that a lot of Tecmo Bowl, Bo Jackson being unstoppable. That's what Luis Juarez says. Keontae Cunningham says his favorite game was Tecmo Bowl. I remember playing my brother, and I was the LA Raiders from 86, and he had the G-Men, and I ran the ball with Bo Jackson all the way down to the goal line and turning around, going all the way back, then ultimately running back up field to score a touchdown. So wait a minute, he's on the goal line, goes 99 yards one way, goes 90 yards.
Is that a 200-yard run?
Yes, it is.
That's pretty fantastic. Pretty fantastic.
That's a hell of a story right there, actually.
There's one, there's Cheryl Grafman says, Ken Griffey Jr. baseball, and that one reminds me, like, we had a big field by my house, and in the summer, we'd almost play baseball all the time. But if it rained, my buddy who lived across the street from there, we'd go and play Ken Griffey Jr. baseball tournaments in his basement. So, like, that was my summer. It was either playing baseball or playing Griffey Jr. baseball. And they blew the giant bubbles when right. they were playing, and they yes. were popping the air and everything like that.
Yeah. Yes. That is really awesome. NHL 2000 on PC, says JT Ward. Griffey was just so over. Kids loved it. All that Griffey, that RBI baseball, and then the Griffey. It just, it's amazing. Felix, do you have one?
Yeah, I have one. I saw NBA 2K6 someone wrote there, and I remember actually playing that with my buddies too. We would have competitions, like one would be the Spurs, one would be the Suns, and the one team that we wouldn't touch outside of the other good teams was the Miami Heat, and that was a team with Shaq and Dwayne Wade. And the reason why you didn't play with the Heat was because Shaq was on the front cover, and Shaq can shoot threes.
Yes. Yes.
That's annoying. Like, why are you shooting threes with Shaq in a game? So we completely nixed that out when we would play competitions or, like, tournaments here and there. We were like, nobody picks the Heat because there's no way in this world do we believe that Shaq can actually shoot a three.
That's funny. Ben is with us here. Ben on ESPN 1000. Hello, Ben.
Hey, what's up, baby?
What's up, man? Give me a story. What do you remember most, your Throwback Thursday, as far as video games?
Bro, we used to, in like 2000, 2001, when Madden PS2 was out, we'd play tournaments on Saturdays. I played flag football. We'd have the whole team over, friends and family included, a $50 buy-in, $10 goes to pizza and beer. And we'd have four TVs rocking and rolling. And we set up like a tournament. If you played in the kitchen and you played in the living room, you were top flight. If you had to play in the bedrooms, you were trying to play your way back in.
Oh, that's so ridiculous. Wait a minute. That's serious stuff, Ben.
Man, we was getting it in, bro. And then we had one cat that tried to come with his memory card. He's like, why is it where my profile is? Like, no memory cards, homie. Because you got one of these receivers that can flat out fly.
Right.
And we're not going.
That is good. What year is this now?
It's 2000, 2001.
Uh-huh.
And the best thing about it was the champ, we had a belt like we was in WWE.
That's awesome, man.
So we would go to play flag football, and a champ will walk up with a belt over his shoulder like he was Hulk Hogan. And everybody paid homage and gave their respect to that man.
That is just funny, man. All right, Ben. Hang on a second. See, we have two really good stories. One of our last callers didn't want to go, but we still get that pair of tickets to the International Champs. The Championships Cup presented by Heineken. I'm just looking through this list. The Green Football Game 2. I remember passing it back and forth in class, trying not to get caught by the teacher, and playing it solo at home so I could beat my classmates. That's from Marcus Chapman. Remember that?
Mm.
Radio God, Marcus Chapman. Some good stuff.
I had another story that came to me with the 2K basketball games. I don't remember what season it was, Jonathan, but there was one where on the PlayStation 2, it was a PlayStation 3, actually, because that's when the wireless controllers were for the PlayStation, mm-hmm. that you actually had to do a free throw, but you had to do the movement
of the free throw with the control.
Oh.
So people would cheat when you were having tournaments because if they knew you weren't good at making the movement with the controls, they would foul you purposely, like right in the beginning of the fourth quarter, just to catch up on you. So it didn't matter who was like on the line. It could be Steve Nash. He was a great free throw shooter in the game, and it made no sense. They would foul you just so that you would screw up all the free throw shots.
That is just, I love these stories. It's just great stories. Let me squeeze in one more because we got to get to Joey Meyer coming up in our next half hour. Gary and Gray's Lake on ESPN 1000 with Jonathan Hood. Hello, Gary.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Gary?
Hey, so back when I was in high school, we used to get all my friends together. We'd start playing Fight Night, and I'd have tournaments and everything. And I remember back in the day, me and my buddy, we started betting on this game, and like we go back and forth. He knocked me out a few times, and I told him, I was like, listen, like, if I win, I come back. I don't want your money. You know, we're good. And he's like, yeah, right. You're like, there's no way. They already got knocked out three times. turns out I came back, won, and he walked out the house. I have yet to talk to him again.
Look how personal that is. Personal. I love it, Gary. Thank you so much for calling in and being part of the program. So you know what? Good stuff. Throwback Thursday.
This might be a thing, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, probably so. Probably so. The thing that's going to, we're going to hear from Joey Meyer coming up next and get his thoughts on some of the Bulls and the young players in the NBA. But the thing that's going to sell Throwback Thursday is two things. One, I need to be scheduled more on Thursdays.
That would help. Yep.
No more baseball games.
All right, exactly. I'll do this every Thursday when I'm not scheduled for, you know, if there's no baseball game or if someone's in my way. Well, the second thing is, the second reason, don't be scared, Eric, if you're scared by a dog.
We have them. We went over this earlier. Her name's Fufu.
That's right. It's amazing.
I know. So,
number one, I got to be scheduled on Thursdays. And number two, the selling point of us doing Throwback Thursday is this open. Solid.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood.
Before Snapchat.
What is that?
Before Twitter.
So what's the sitch?
There was.
You love. Yeah.
That's So Throwback.
That was for the good times.
Whee! That's So Throwback.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Throwback Thursday memories.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood.
Put your hand up.
The Throwback.
All you need is love.
The Throwback.
Taking it back.
Go back.
The Throwback.
The Throwback.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood.
Let's go back.
Hey, yo, Jay Hood, you know nobody covers the sports like you do, man. Let's go. America's favorite caveman, Jonathan Hood, on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN app. Glad that you're with me. Don't forget to hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com, tweet Jay Hood. Also on Snapchat, Snap Jay Hood. Wait, before we go to our next guest, hold on a second. Wait a second.
Oops, I'm breaking the fourth wall.
We turn now to Eric Ostrowski, who has booked Joey Meyer, our next guest. However, there was a snafu of getting Coach on, was it not?
I called somebody, and first of all, I wished him good morning when I called him. It's 9:35 at night. And then when I was like, all right, are you ready? I'm going to get you on the line to do your hit with Jonathan. He goes, I think you have the wrong number. I was like, wait, you're not doing a hit on ESPN 1000 right now? He's like, no, I'd love to, but nope. So
what is the matter with you?
Just fat fingers. I pressed the wrong number, apparently.
You just almost booked a fake Joey Meyer.
Just some guy comes on. What if he had thoughts?
It would have been interesting. I have a story about that. I'll tell you one day about a fake Allen Iverson interview. I'll tell you about that one day. Joey Meyer, Northwestern Wildcats color analyst in front of the program, is with us here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN app. Coach Jonathan Hood, thanks so much for your time.
Now I'm really nervous because that guy might have been a lot better than me, so I got some real shoes to fill, even though nobody knows who that guy was.
As far as he knows, it's 9:30 in the morning also. Just very, very odd. Very odd show tonight. But you're going to make it better because that we need to get your thoughts. Yeah, we need your help. First and foremost, I want to get your thoughts on a few players. And when we continue to hear about Wendell Carter, coach, chosen by the Bulls, just based on what we've seen in the summer league and some of the reports, he really has really shown his wares in a big way. Based on his college prowess, how much do you think he can help the Bulls?
Yeah, the one thing is that he's shown to me, he's got more versatility than he could show in Duke's system. Now, that's not something against Duke's system. That's just who he was playing with. Bagley, where we go, second in the draft. So he didn't get to show quite as much. He surprised me with his versatility offensively. And the other thing is, does he look like he runs like he's upright?
Yes.
Boy, he covers a lot of ground, though. He can really cover ground. I was really impressed. I've seen two of the games on TV, and I've been really impressed. I think this young guy was a heck of a pick, and they were very fortunate that maybe he played in that system and he fell a little bit.
Well, Coach, there are some teams that will always shy away from upperclassmen. They want to be able to mold and shape. Certain players are freshmen, some are sophomores, but here's Chandler Hutchinson. Out of Boise, upperclassman, 6'7", a 7-foot wingspan. How much do you think that he could help, you know, based on all of his college, time in college? Because he's not a freshman, so he's got some seasoning as a college player.
You know, I got a chance because, work for the Clippers, so I had a chance to see the conference tournament out there. And the thing that worries you about him is consistent toughness. You know, is he mentally and physically there yet? And I tell you, skill-wise, he's long. The one big knock on him has been his inability to shoot the ball, but he shot the ball much better this year. So if he shoots the ball, continues to fill out and get stronger, you know, I think this kid, I don't see him coming in and playing right away, but I see he's the type of player that in a couple of years, people are going to look back and say, that was a pretty good pick.
Well, Coach, when you see a player that's a junior or senior, and you see how the ebb and flow of the draft has been when teams would rather have freshmen, what are your thoughts on that? Would you rather have someone that's kind of had a little tread on the tires, or would you want to start fresh with an 18, 19-year-old?
Well, I'm a little old school, and I think it just depends on the player, but the philosophy is very simple. Here's a 22-year-old. He's doing it against what? Younger guy. He do it against. So that's the knock on all of Jason Hart. I think is really good, going to be a really good play for the Clippers. I like guys that have proven that they can do it on a consistent basis. But obviously, you look at young guys and you see all that potential. You're shooting for the stars, and hey, you can hit on some of these young guys. That now, how do you pass an Ayton? You know, how do you pass on a Bagley who still has some development to do? Jaren Jackson's probably the biggest one. I mean, what do you average? 10 points a game in college?
Mm-hmm.
Played maybe 20 minutes a game for Michigan State, but his potential is just off the charts. Who do you take? A veteran that maybe is closer to a ceiling, or a young guy that, geez, you don't know how good he could be? So that's what goes into all these meetings and makes it so interesting and, sometimes, be honest with you, a little bit more of a crapshoot than you want to admit to.
Joey Meyer, Northwestern Wildcats color analyst with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. A couple of guys that from Kentucky. When I went in there with UIC as their broadcaster and saw, first of all, you're going to be up against Coach Cal's team, so it's going to be a tough road to hoe anyway. But seeing Gilgeous Alexander and watching Knox up close, my goodness, how big these guys are, how skilled they are. I'll ask you about Gilgeous Alexander. He's put up some tremendous numbers in summer league. What do you think his upside is?
I'm a big fan. I wish the Clippers, we had the 12th and 13th pick. We would have gone single digits to get him. I mean, I really like him, and the whole Clipper organization loves him. And he's played, you know, I've watched all the games, and his length, you know, so funny. He looks like he's playing in slow motion, but he's going by everybody. how does he get to the lane like that? And be honest, John, I was at that game too. I was at the UIC Kentucky game, and they're just so long and athletic. Knox is younger mentally than Shea Alexander. Alexander is just a tough son of a gun that just really plays with a lot of confidence. Knox could be, you know, just like Alexander. You could be looking at two all-stars right there.
Obviously, as when you're there, you're broadcasting, you know, it's a blowout situation. But I think my highlight out of that trip was Coach Cal talking to the media, because he's just got the media in the palm of his hands. And he sits down and he says, well, first of all, I'm not very happy with our crowd. I think that we could do a lot better with our crowd. Of course, you were there. So, you know, his facility holds 22,000 and it was 21,500 that night. So he was, but yet he was still not happy with the crowd. But that's Coach Cal for you, right?
I was there when they broke the loudest decibel for a crowd. So they were hyping them up, and they were going absolute crazy to break the record for the loudest crowd ever, and they did break it. And I think they wore out. Boy, they didn't say much after they broke that. They put so much effort into breaking the record, they didn't have anything left for the game.
It's just amazing. So what can Grayson Allen do not to be able to be punched out in the NBA? There's a thing here. Already, Coach, already there is an issue. And is there a bullseye on him based on what he did in college?
Yeah, you know what? He's played really well.
Sure.
And you wish for his sake that we'd be talking about how well he plays instead about he's already gotten entangled in three games in the summer league. You know, I don't know what it is. You know, I really don't know him well enough. You read the intel and all that stuff. I mean, he's not a bad kid. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure why he gets into that. He's got a toughness about him, and he doesn't want to back down, and I guess that leads to some of these altercations that, yeah, I wouldn't want to be getting some altercations with some of these NBA guys. I think I might want to take a step back and be a rookie.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't think I would go headlong into it. I can't say I'm surprised. I'm just thinking that maybe once the season starts, he'll understand. Like, you just can't. You can't do some of those things. Hopefully he'll understand. I want to ask you about Trae Young. I need you to put your coach's hat on for a second about Trae Young. You and I both know that he can shoot from the moon. Saw him at Oklahoma. I was more impressed with his non-conference than I was in his conference play, but I know that he can shoot. If you have a player with that skill set, the ability to put the ball on the floor, to be able to shoot for a long distance, the ability to go to the basket, how can you teach other facets of the game to him and keep him interested if really what he wants to do is shoot?
Well, in college, and I think the NBA has it, you know that seat that they have on the sidelines?
Yes.
When you don't guard anybody, son, you come over here and you sit down for a while. And until you guard somebody, you're not playing. I mean, I don't know what else there is, you know. I mean, minutes talk, and minutes create wins, create money, create contracts, and length in the NBA. I mean, he's never going to be a great defender. I mean, let's get that out right away. He's never going to be a great defender. He's not physically strong enough. Now, maybe he'll improve to be an adequate defender, but right now it's going to be a real question. But I tell you, his shooting range is incredible. We did we had the Northwestern. What did he go for Northwestern? 40 or something like that against Northwestern. Didn't play the last part of the game. He shot some from, I mean, I hate to say the name, but Steph Curry range.
Right.
And he has that ability, and he's a better passer than you think. He takes too many chances, but he can really see the floor. He doesn't guard people at all right now yet, and I think that's, but, you know, I think he can get better. His goal ought to be just to be adequate to keep him on the floor.
You know, the draft is very interesting. You talk about the crapshoot element of the draft, Coach. And I think that more so than the star power of DeAndre Ayton, who could be a star, same thing with Bagley, Doncic. You know, if you could find yourself a nice Donovan Mitchell, I think you're doing fine. A Kyle Kuzma type, that those guys can fit just as well. And I think the Clippers did that. It was under the radar, but Jerome Robinson from Boston College, that junior, I think he could pay dividends for Doc in the Clippers. What do you think of his game? That's a name we can keep our eyes on.
You know, but I can tell you right now, and I, The Clippers are very excited about both those young guys. Jerome Robinson can score. You know what's good about him is he knows how to move without the ball. You know, so many guys now have to have the ball in their hands, but you got to have somebody that moves without it. And his three-point shot just keeps getting better and better. That's a heck of a rookie guard combination, although they may not see a lot of time now because the Clippers got two pretty good guards in front of them, Beverly and Avery. I mean, they got some good guards, but I'll tell you this, those two young guys, you look at that in a couple of years, I'm with you. I think they can be really, really good.
Coach, lastly, were there any names that surprised you that went into the second round? I'll give you a few. As we were hosting the draft show at the Advocate Center, heard a lot about Javon Carter, heard a lot about Jalen Brunson, second-generation ball player. Thought he'd be maybe low first, but he went 33 to Dallas in the second round. Gary Trent Jr., who I think very, again, talk about a second-generation player from Portland at 37. Any name surprise you that might have dropped?
Yeah, I mean, you named a couple right there. De'Anthony Melton from USC. I think he's really good. I was surprised he didn't. He went 46. I mean, he went way down the line. And I'll give you two other names. The guy that I really think is going to end up being the steal, and he wasn't the steal this year, he was a steal last year, was Harry Giles. You know, he had two ACLs, but he has just come. His skill level, the kid from Duke now, Sacramento, I think that, give him another year, and if he doesn't injure his knees again, there's an all-star for you. I think I can't even say his name. Sly, the kid from Kansas.
The senior from Kansas, right.
Yeah, he's already signed a rookie contract, and he got drafted late in the second round. He already signed a rookie contract, and I'm going to leave you one last name that I've been telling everybody about, that because of the way the game's played, shooting is so valuable. Trayvon Blewett from Xavier did not get drafted. But now I've watched Sexton. I've watched Trey Young shoot the ball. I've watched all these guys shoot the ball. The best pregame that I've ever seen is Trayvon Blewett. When he shoots 100 threes, he's going to make 94 to 95 out of 100 from 3-point range. Now he doesn't have the range because Young can step out to ungodly range. But I tell you, this young man, I think, is going to make a roster as an undrafted player. Just now, he's not a great athlete, but boy, he can shoot the basketball. So that's my quite. So I probably put the kiss of death on him, right, Jonathan? He's probably not going to make a roster after that. But hopefully, he can get to the D League because that's where I think where his level is right now. But in a couple of years, I expect him to be on somebody's roster.
What'd you say, Felix? Did you see the name? Would you see?
He signed with the Pelicans. That was 3 hours ago. He agreed to sign a two-way deal with the Pelicans.
Awesome.
Okay. So I'm not as dumb as I look. Thank you. I appreciate that information. I can go to bed tonight feeling a lot better. But, hey, I did a better job than that guy that you called earlier.
Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. You're listening to Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
I gotta stay fly till I die. I gotta stay fly till I die. I gotta stay fly till I die. I gotta stay fly till I die.
Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Ooh, what a show. Eric, hang up the phone with Coach, for God's sakes. We have to continue. Coach, we have to go. Felix, what's going on over there? Is he giving his own thoughts?
Eric's giving scouting tips here, too.
Scouting tips? Oh, no.
Oops, I'm breaking the fourth wall.
You get off the phone with Coach. He's trying to go to bed. Glad that you're with us here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. What's going on?
He wanted my Michael Porter Jr. opinion.
God, I love Joey Meyer. God, he's so good. He is a basketball Head. He loves it, right?
I think Eric told him that they should have drafted him with the 13th pick.
No, I was just saying I wouldn't be afraid of it. I think he was, it was really funny.
All right. Well, I'll do your job. Let me go through the web poll questions. We only had a few, right? So we're asking the question, do you know what a CDU is? Do you know what a CDU is? 86% of you say yes, you do know what a CDU is. Is that the old? No, we had another one. Would you play in the Alliance of American Football for a non-guaranteed $250,000? 60% of you said yes. What about that 40%? Well-to-do, huh? Don't need the 250.
Don't want the CTE, Jonathan.
Who has been the best Chicago sports free agent signing? John Lester, Marian Hossa, other? I have to vote myself. John Lester. 48% say Marian Hossa. 44% say, how about that? Hossa 48%, Lester 44%. Pretty close.
Yeah, it's tight.
Oh, it's pretty good.
We got mentions for Jermaine Dye, who was a terrific, terrific White Sox signing. And then there was a Rodman mention, and then a bunch of people being fools and saying names that don't matter.
Well, I just want everyone to know that tonight is, it's been fun, but tonight is my last show for this week.
I was just saying, cue the taps.
No, see, you gotta let that breathe. For this week, and I'll be on with Jordan Cornette on Saturday night, and then no Under the Hood for me next week. All-Star Week, gotta get out of here. 15, this is my 16th show, and let me think, going back to the draft, 18th show in 20 days. Time to go. Would you say it's time to go, guys?
I'd say let's turn that mic off and crack open the beers.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be doing that for a while during All-Star Week. But stay connected to me on Twitter, twitter.com, tweet Jay Hood. Also on Facebook, facebook.com. We thank you for listening. Our thanks to Joey Meyer, Desmond Clark, Susan Bauer. Show produced by Eric and Felix on the other side of the glass. Who's in here tomorrow? Is it Adam and...
I believe it's, yeah, Abdallah and Chris.
Abdallah and Chris tomorrow. Okay. Stay connected, and don't forget the Under the Hood podcast. The Under the Hood podcast. Find it where you find your podcast. Look for Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. You'll find me right there. Good night, everybody.
You're listening to my mans and them.
Just a man that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic.
Right? Jay Hood. On ESPN 1000 and the ESPN.
Five men.